to Blame by Ed. I'm to blame for it all happening. It was my need to be submissive and to follow orders that led to my wife fucking some other guy for real. My wife wasn't into BDSM like I was, so I met a woman named Lynn online who shared my interest in BDSM. Over time, we developed a dom-sub relationship, with her giving me instructions to follow. I was given orders to not come, to not even fuck my own wife with my cock, but rather to use the harness and dildo, sometimes the soft one in her ass, sometimes the black one in her pussy. But I was not to fuck her with my own cock, unless my wife, her name is Andy, strongly requested it. Over time, Andy became less interested in having sex with me because of the fake cocks, and began to fantasize more often about her mystery man. The final straw was when my online domain ordered me to bug Andy about putting a face to her mystery man. She warned me about putting a face to the mystery man, and she was right. It was far too dangerous. I think the first step was the company party we attended, put on by Andy's employer. Of course, all the builders were there, most of them big, strong guys who looked like they could care less about a woman who would want to be treated. It was Andy's turn to have some fun and drink, and therefore I was the designated driver. Andy has never been able to handle her alcohol, and she was drinking far more than her limit. We were talking with a small group of people, including a couple of builders, when I warned her that she had probably had enough. One of the builders commented that it was a party, and Andy agreed. This particular guy went to go get another drink for Andy, and I had a feeling that he made that one particularly strong. It wasn't long before she was showing the signs of the booze. At one point, the conversation turned to sexual innuendos, and Andy commented that alcohol always made her lose her inhibitions. Of course, the builder heard that, and you could see his eyes widen a bit at her words. He said something like, "Oh, really? While staring right at Andy. I will never forget Andy's response to the guy's comment. She looked him right in the eye and held her gaze for an uncomfortably long time. I couldn't believe she said that, and I steered the conversation away from sex. The rest of the night, I kept my eye on Andy. As she continued to drink, I noticed the builder, I'll call him Keith, kept following Andy around, talking with her as much as he could. I did my best to be there at every moment, but I know there were times he was alone with her, and I'm sure he kept trying to bring up what she had said earlier. The party finally ended, and we went home. When we arrived home, Andy was unusually frisky and wanted to get right to bed. I, of course, couldn't make love to her with my own cock, but rather had to use the dildo that came with it. Andy asked me to use the soft anal dildo, which I did. After she came a few times, she actually asked me to blindfold her and wash it off, then use it in her pussy. I asked her why she didn't want the larger dildo in her pussy, and she simply said she wanted to try the smaller one there. I complied and fucked her this way for a long time, far longer than I could have with my own cock. Normally, she doesn't like me to fuck her for very long because she says it hurts after a while. This night was different. She was different. She wanted me to fuck her until I was spent. When I finally collapsed in a heap, she commented that was what she needed. I assumed she meant the multiple orgasms until she added that she was really surprised how good the smaller cock felt in front. I really didn't give it much thought until we drifted off to sleep. Things were pretty much the same the following night, except that I was still not allowed to use my cock in Andy. I had to use the dildo harness at my domain's command. What was interesting is that Andy began not to complain. In fact, there were a couple times when she mentioned that I should use the small dildo, adding, "I know how you get excited when I use it, Ed." I began to wonder if it was for my benefit or if she was beginning to enjoy the smaller dildo over my cock. Over the next few weeks, I could use the smaller dildo every time we fucked. She no longer questioned me about not coming. It was like she really didn't seem to care. She would ask me to use the blindfold or fuck her from behind. I really didn't think much of it until one night when we were laying in bed, and she asked me if it really meant when I told her she should put a face to her fantasy. She told me she was glad I still felt that way and admitted that she began to imagine a couple of different builders from where she works. Of course, my mind immediately focused on the guy at the party. "Do you fantasize about that builder at the party?" I asked her, afraid to hear the answer. "Which one?" she said coyly. "You know which one. The guy who you stared at after commenting about becoming weak after drinking." "I stared at him?" she responded. "Yes, you did," I exclaimed. "Everyone standing there was uneasy when it happened." "Ed, you're imagining things," she said. "No, I'm not. I saw what happened." "Well, geez, you tell me to put a face to my fantasy, and then now you're angry because I looked at a guy? What's with that?" "Just forget it," she said. "No, I'm sorry," I responded. "You're right. So, was it that guy? Is he your fantasy guy?" I asked. "No, he's not. Just forget it, okay?" I could tell she wasn't being truthful, and that she now just wanted the conversation over. Now I didn't know what to do. I told her to do it, and it was bugging me. I told her it was okay, and those were the last words spoken that night. The following morning, everything was okay for the next several weeks. Things continued as normal, me fucking her with a dildo only, either with the black cock in her pussy, or the pink one in her pussy, or even her ass. She was getting used to the dildo more and more, and I was becoming more nervous about that. One time I commented that it had been a while since I actually used my own cock in her pussy, and she agreed it had, but left it at that. I was beginning to wonder why she hadn't asked me to fuck her with my own cock in many weeks. Was she imagining the builder every time I fucked her? I was shocked. How could it be that she would prefer a fake cock over my real one? That wasn't like her. More and more it was on my mind. Could it be that more was going on here? About 2 months after being at the party, Andy mentioned that she was going out for dinner with the girls to celebrate one of their birthdays. I remember that morning when she was getting dressed and left for work. She looked more dressed up than usual, although she was wearing a shorter skirt than usual, too. She also had on more makeup than usual, and she normally wears almost none. I joked with her, asking if she were really going out with the girls later that night. She gave me a quick peck on the cheek and left, saying something like, "Yeah, just going out with the girls," as she walked away. Under normal circumstances, this would have been pure torture, just knowing she was going out. And who knew for sure it was with the girls? My mind was wandering. What made it worse was that I wasn't allowed to come. It had been about 3 months since my domain had ordered that I not come. I was to masturbate daily, but not come. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but it had been about 3 months now, and I was in a state of constant arousal. What made it worse was that I usually jerked off to fantasies of Andy fucking some other guy. Here I was stroking my cock daily, not coming, using a dildo on my wife, but that was not all. My domain was constantly bringing up the possibility of Andy's infidelity. It was as if she was commanding me to do things that were almost certain to lead to my wife fucking another man, and I was going along with it. She wouldn't let me fuck my own wife. She wouldn't let me come, not even if my wife wanted me to come. The whole thing was about fucking my wife with toys rather than my cock. It was a ploy to make her lose interest in me, to want another man, and I knew it. Yet it aroused me beyond belief. I was told to fuck her with the black cock and imagine it was real. She told me to imagine that to get the guy hard before he fucked my wife. That would have to suck another cock right in front of my wife. Then, afterward, I would have to clean her pussy and make it even his cock. With her mixed cum, she once told me to fuck her with the black cock and then to stroke until I cum right above Andy's pussy and then lick it up, imagining that it was another guy's cum. I was constantly aroused 24/7 and not allowed to cum, but that one time. But I digress. It was about 11 o'clock when she finally got home on a work night. That was highly unusual. Even if she had gone to a birthday party, she came in and said she was exhausted and was going straight to bed. She gave me another quick peck on the cheek and went upstairs. My mind really began to wander. All night I kept telling myself she was just going to a birthday party and really convinced myself of that. However, with her behavior upon returning home, I wasn't so sure. I waited until she was asleep and went into the bedroom. I crawled under the covers of our bed, moved closer to her. As I got close, I could smell the alcohol on her and knew she had probably had a few drinks. My heart began to beat faster as I lowered my body down toward the foot of the bed. Andy was sleeping on her stomach, and I moved my head up over her panties. I was looking for a sign. Had she actually cheated on me? I moved my face closer and over her thighs, which were slightly parted. I lowered my face to the outside of her panties and sniffed, but I couldn't smell anything but her perfume. I had to find out one way or another, even if I got caught. I gently placed one finger inside the panty next to her thigh and pulled it open slowly. She sighed a bit and actually moved in a way that opened her legs for me more. I pulled the panty away farther and lowered my face again and drew in a big breath right over her shaved pussy, and will never forget the smell. It was musk, strong, and it smelled of sex. Couldn't believe it. Had she fucked that builder? I carefully pulled the panty away farther. I needed to know for sure before accusing her of fucking another man. I then gently pulled the covers away. The light would fall on her pussy. There it was. Her pussy was red and swollen, and it looked like there was still cum inside of her lips. Nothing would have ever prepared me for the mix of emotions. For years I had fantasized about her fucking some other guy, and now it had finally happened. I felt sick to my stomach, like I had just been punched there. As I lay there, my head swimming in different emotions, the last thing I expected happened. I began to get hard. I couldn't believe it. I had just found absolute evidence that my wife had fucked another man, and I was turned on by it. I lay there in the dim light looking at her freshly fucked pussy. I couldn't help myself. I had fantasized about this so many times, and now here it was, the cum oozing out, the mucky smell. I should have jumped up and kicked her ass out of the house, but instead I lowered my face closer to it. Then the smell was really strong, one that I had never smelled before. I had never gone down on her, even had my face close to her pussy after fucking her. I moved my face closer until my mouth was right over her pussy lips. I drew the mucky scent in again, and then, without even thinking, my mouth went down over her pussy. My tongue touched her lips gently, and I noticed they were splayed open. At first, the taste made me think twice about what I was doing, but I continued. As bad as it tasted, I was beyond excited. My mind began to race, visions of his cock sliding in and out of them, kissing. I couldn't help myself. I began to lap up their mixture of cum. I was so engrossed in what was going that I had completely forgotten that I had made Andy wake up. I looked up to make sure she was still asleep and was shocked to see her looking down at me with a smile on her face. "Enjoying the taste?" she asked. I was so humiliated that I could have died right there. I immediately began to pull away when she stopped me. "No, continue what you're doing. It obviously turns you on to know your wife has a pussy full of another man's cum, doesn't it? And you seem to actually enjoy the taste, too." I asked her if it was the builder from the party. "Yes, it was," she responded. I felt sick again. I felt so betrayed, so humiliated. I stopped licking for a minute to gather my thoughts. Andy asked me what was wrong. "You did this, you know. You were the one that told me it was okay to fantasize. I had never even thought about it until you brought it up again and again. Then you have me watching porn all the time. Then you fuck me without your own cock. Then tell me to put a face with my fantasy man. What did you expect would happen?" I began to move away from being inside her legs when she said, "What's the matter? Have you had enough of our cum? You seemed to like it a minute ago." I was getting mad at this point, when suddenly she hit me with something I never saw coming. "Get back down there and finish cleaning."